want you to take your Bible, if you would, please, and I want you to turn to John chapter number 21. John chapter 21. Once you find John 21, I want you to turn to verse number 15. John chapter 21. And then find verse number 15. And once you found John 21, 15, why don't you stand with me and we're going to read some scripture. I'll read out loud. You can follow along silently. John chapter 21, verse number 15, and the Bible says this. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. We're going to use that scripture. The sermon tonight is called, Oh, How I Love Jesus. Let me pray for us. Father, bless us tonight. Still our minds and help them to give their attention to the truth. God, speak to our hearts tonight. Holy Spirit of God, do a supernatural work. Lord, you know that we're going to talk about Jesus. We're going to talk about our love for him. And he deserves our love. So God, help in a special way that your son would get the proper attention that he deserved tonight. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may have a seat there. In the passage of scripture that we just read, if you'll notice, here's what was taking place. Jesus had been crucified, he'd been buried, and he had arisen from the grave. Jesus shows himself to Peter and the apostles at the Sea of Tiberias. Peter is very evidently surrounded by the things that he loves. And the reason I say that, he says, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Now, I realize he asked him the question three times, Peter, do you love me? And there's been a lot of teaching through the years on that. But what caught my attention was the fact that Jesus said to Peter, he said, lovest thou me more than these? In other words, somehow the setting for Peter, evidently, Peter was surrounded by the things that he loved. Lovest thou me more than these? So there was something going on where Jesus was able to look at Peter and say, Peter, you look pretty happy right now. You look like there are a lot of things around you that you love. What could have it been? Well, Peter was a fisherman. He was at the sea. I don't know about you, but getting out by the water is a wonderful thing. I could see why someone might love being around the water like that. Mrs. Owens and I love to go down to the ocean and just listen to the water and enjoy it. But I think Peter, being a fisherman, he probably did love the sea. And Jesus said, lovest thou me more than these? So something was going on. Peter was surrounded by what he loved. Maybe Peter, and I think Peter was with some of his friends. Then Jesus said, lovest thou me more than these? Peter was in the outdoors, and maybe Jesus said, you love nature, you love the outdoors, but lovest thou me more than these? Well, he was fishing, and Peter loved to fish. Lovest thou me more than these? He had a boat. He loved his boat. There's some people that love their boat more than they love God. They'll boat instead of be in church. But he asked Peter, he said, lovest thou me more than these? Maybe Peter's wife was there. You say, Peter, wasn't he the first pope? No, he wasn't the first pope. The Bible teaches that Peter had, Jesus had to heal the mother-in-law of Peter. And God knows there's no man in his right mind that would have a mother-in-law without having a wife. That would be a stupid thing to do. So, but maybe Peter's wife was there. And Jesus actually asked the question, lovest thou me more than these? I like to go fishing. To be honest, I really like to catch fish. I can only handle fishing and not catching something so long. But hey, there is something good that you can do while you fish. You can take some fried chicken with you. And it doesn't have to be hot. I just like fried chicken. Maybe Jesus looked over and there's Peter. He's got his friends. Maybe his wife's there. He's outdoors. He's got his boat. He's at the sea, and maybe it is. Maybe he looks and sees a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Jesus thinks, maybe I better ask him, "Lovest thou me more than these?" Maybe Peter had his favorite rod and reel there. "Lovest thou me more than these?" Maybe Peter had had a big catch of fish, and he'd taken it and sold it, and it was payday. And maybe Jesus noticed that in Peter's fisherman vest there was maybe a pocket full of gold coins. Payday. And Jesus thought, "Yeah, you got a pocket full of money. Lovest thou me more than these?" And it just caught my attention that Jesus asked the question of Peter, "Lovest thou me more than these?" He was surrounded by the things he loved. What an important question. Folks, may I say to myself, may I say to all of you, let nothing come before Jesus Christ in your life. Love him most. In Psalm chapter 57, verse number 5, it says this, "Be thou exalted, O my God." In Acts chapter 5, verse 29 and 30, it says, "Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted." We're to exalt Jesus Christ. If Jesus were to come into your life, he would look at your things, your relationships, and he may ask, "Lovest thou me more than these?" What a question. What a question. I just want to say tonight, oh, how I love Jesus. I love it when we sing songs about the love of Jesus. And we just happened to tonight. We sang one of those songs. The Bible says in Romans 15:9, it says, "And the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name." When we sing the song, "There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in mine ear. The sweetest name on earth. And oh, how I love Jesus." I love those songs. I love the songs about Jesus. And folks, never get the idea that singing about Jesus is just for children. It's for everybody. Well, it is for children, God's children. It doesn't matter how old you are. You ought to just keep on singing about Jesus. The teenagers sing, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, I've got him on my mind." Well, it wouldn't hurt some of us adults during the day when we're at work and we're around the lost people, maybe just going into one little song of, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, I've got him on my mind." I like that song. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. The Bible here talks about singing unto his name. I'm glad that we have many, many songs where we get to sing about our love for Jesus and his love for us. I just say, oh, how I love Jesus. I love his songs. Not only that, I love the love of Jesus. Well, boy, do we have it made. He loves us. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world." You know, if that was the only verse that we had, there's enough power and influence in that one verse to change the entire world. I mean, if John 3:16 is all we had, and folks, I want to recommend something to you. I want to recommend, if you've never memorized John 3:16, that you do it. There's some of you, you're newer Christians, and you've heard John 3:16, and when somebody quotes it or reads it, you're familiar with it. I think every Christian alive ought to memorize John 3:16. I just think you ought to. Why? It talks about the love of Jesus. "For God so loved the world." Look, I love to be reminded that God loves me. I love to tell people that God loves them. I love the verse in Romans 8:39 that says, "Neither height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Wow, that just tells you that God is going to get his love to us through Jesus Christ, and nothing can separate us from that love. Sometimes you just need to concentrate on the fact that God loves you. I love to tell people about that love. I love to enjoy that love. I to this day, I can hear the song, Jesus Loves the Little Children, and it just thrills my heart. How I love Jesus. I love his songs. I love the love that he has for us. I love preaching his love. Now, I heard my pastor when he was in his 70s, he would say, when I was a young man, I loved preaching on hell. And he said, I love those knock down, drag out, spit in your eye, make everybody mad sermons. He said, but the older I get, the more I like preaching on heaven and preaching on the love of God. And you know something? I'm not as old as he, but I'm 56 years of age, and I can promise you, I'll still preach hard and still make people mad, but I just love telling people that God loves them. I love the love of Jesus. Here's the good thing. Do you understand that he loves you when you're right? And he loves you when you're wrong. Love lifted me. And Jesus loves us. Oh, how I love Jesus. I love singing about him. I love the love that Jesus has for us. I just love the stories about Jesus. Just the stories about Jesus. I'll tell you, there's a lot of stuff in the Bible to learn. I almost every week, as we have been talking in our, we're teaching a series in Sunday school, and we're talking about favorite Bible chapters. But every week in my class, I see Jesus in every chapter. Everywhere I go, Jesus, 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 I've got him on my mind. I love those stories. In Matthew 1:21, it says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, I don't appreciate the way the world celebrates Christmas, but I can tell you this, I like Christmas. And it's not Xmas, it's Christmas. It's all about Christ, and it's not just a holiday. It's not a winter season. It's about Jesus. Hey, I realize that they fuss at everyone about manger scenes, but I'll take every manger scene that we can put out there. And I want to talk about Jesus. And I love Christmas. I don't like the way that they celebrate Easter. But I like the fact that everybody's talking about the resurrection, and I like the fact that Jesus is being uplifted. I love those stories about Jesus Christ. There's a song, Tell Me the Story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Listen, the stories of Jesus, that's what the Christian life's all about. Don't back away from those stories. I love to hear about him walking on the water. I love to hear about him feeding the 5,000. I love stories about the resurrection. I love to hear him talk about different things in the Bible. I love those stories. Oh, how I love the stories of Jesus. Oh, how I love to sing about Jesus. Oh, how I love the love of Jesus. But not only that, oh, how I love the book of Jesus. The book of Jesus, or Jesus the book, if you will. He was the walking word of God. I love the fact that in 2 Timothy 3:16 it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. I love the book of Jesus because the book of Jesus talks to us about the book of Jesus. It says in Psalm 12, verse 6 and 7, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. I like Psalm 119, verse 97, that says, O how love I thy law. It's my meditation all the day. I'm talking about the King James Bible. I just love it. I love the book. I love the book. And let me tell you how you can tell what the most important book in the universe is to you. What do you read the most? And you might not think that this mechanism right here is like a book, but you're reading. Some of you read more text than you read Bible. I'd probably adjust your love. It may be that when God saw you, he seen your cell phone and he said, lovest thou me more than these? When he seen your email, he said, lovest thou me more than these? Oh, thank God for the Word of God. He said he inspired it. Then he said, I'll preserve it. Then he said that it was pure, and so what he was preserving would be pure. Then he said, I'll make sure that you have that preserved, pure, inspired word for every generation. Guess what? We're a generation, and we were given the Word of God. Never get tired of it in Sunday school, on the buses, in our ministries. Never get tired of singing the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. Why? Because, oh, how I love Jesus. We ought to love Jesus. Love the Word of God, but not only that. I love the security that Jesus makes available to us. What security? What a commitment He made to us. Now, folks, I think you and I ought to make a commitment to Him. But I'll tell you, I love the commitment that He made to us. Listen to this. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, it says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." That word "never" right there in the Greek means never. Never. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. When God saved you, He said, I plan on keeping you. Right. Well, wonder God, if I trip up, I'll keep you. Now, hey, look, you can't lose your salvation. Now, you could lose some blessing along the way. I hate to see you do that, but you can't lose your salvation. What a commitment He made to us. Well, once He got us back, He decided, I'll never let you go again. God has an unconditional love for us. He said in John 10:29, "My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." Oh, how I love Jesus. What security He provides for me. Oh, how I love Jesus. The great book that He's given us is worthy of our love. Oh, how I love Jesus and the stories about our Savior. And oh, how I love Jesus. And I love to learn about the love that He has for us. And oh, how I love Jesus. And when I think about the songs that are about Him, I just love those songs. Folks, if Jesus came to you today, He may ask the question, "Lovest thou me more than these?" You say, "Oh, I love Him." Now, let me remind you of something. Love is primarily a verb. Now, love can be used as a noun, but it's primarily a verb. And if you love Him, the Bible says, He said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And that means you do what the Word of God says. I don't think you can stay home on Sunday morning and ignore church. When you are able to be here, when you could be here, but you stay home, and you stay home, and you sit in your kitchen and say, "Oh, I love Jesus, I love Jesus, I love Jesus." Jesus said, "Well, if you love me, won't you get your lazy soul up and get to church?" Because He said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Now, there are times when people are sick. There are times when people can't be in church. But when you can, and sometimes you can when you don't think you can. I've had many times when I woke up in the morning and didn't feel like I could go anywhere. But I got myself a moving, and it happened. But oh, how I love Jesus. I love His name. I just love that name, Jesus. It says in Philippians 2:9, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name." I love the name Jesus. I don't just like it. I love it. What a name. The Bible says in Psalm 34:4, "I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all my fears." Boy, that Jesus, the Lord, I like to hear people use the name Jesus. And by the way, it should never be used in connection to any type of a swear word. People cuss and they want to say Jesus and Christ, and they make it into a cuss word. Look, He's never done anything to you. You use your mother-in-law's name, but don't use Jesus' name. I love to see the name Jesus written. I love to hear His name sung. I love to read the name Jesus. I like to hear people preach on Jesus. I like it. I like hearing that name. In Philippians 2:10, it says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. You know something? The day when we all face Jesus Christ and we face God in the end, we're all going to bow down. And I believe the Bible says that we're going to say, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." You know who we're going to be saying holy to? We're going to be saying holy to Jesus, and thank God for Jesus. The Bible teaches we ought to exalt His name. Oh, How I love that name. That name, Jesus. I don't want to embarrass someone. I've been friends, Mrs. Owens and I, with Janine Caldwell for years. There's something she'll sometimes send us a text or she'll send an email, and I've just watched a grown adult lady. There's sometimes I'll watch her refer to God, but in a way she uses the term Jesus. She'll say to me, Pastor, I just want Jesus, please, with my life. And there's a way that she'll use that word Jesus, and it almost reminds you of how that a child might use the word. You know, children talk about Jesus a lot. And then we all mature up and we talk about God, the Heavenly Father. I just love the fact she'll say, oh, I want Jesus, please, with my life. And this is a grown, mature, adult Christian lady. I'll tell you something. It'd be good for all of us to use the name Jesus a little more often. And don't be afraid to talk about Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Don't be ashamed of the name Jesus. I love talk about Jesus. In 1 Corinthians 1:23 it says, but we preach Christ crucified. I like preaching about him. I like bringing him up in conversation. When I'm dressed in a suit, I'll go to different stores and things, and people are all the time getting me mixed up for the manager. The manager. They'll come over and ask me questions, and they think I'm the business owner, and it is just fun when people come over and begin to talk with me, and they'll share what they're looking for or what they're doing or ask my advice about something, and I'll say, I am so sorry. I said, I don't own this place. Oh, you don't? I said, no, but my father does. They say, he does? I said, yes, and he owns a business across the street, too. He does? I said, he's the biggest business owner in town. He is? Well, who is he? Jesus. that's a lot of fun. I was at a gas station one day, and these people were having a conversation, and it was a conversation. They were mad at something legally, and I was standing there, and I was dressed in a suit, and someone turned around and said to me, you look like someone that would understand the law. I said, I do. I said, I have a degree in the law. They said, you do. I said, I do. And I said, my father is one of the most powerful judges in the land. He is. Well, who is he? Jesus. I like doing that. Hey, if you're ever anywhere where you're afraid to say his name, either you're in the wrong place or you're with wrong company. We should never cower over being associated with Jesus. Teenagers, let me help you. You want to have good relationships? Don't ever have a conversation where you couldn't mention Jesus. You have a friend that if you mentioned Jesus, they would laugh at you or you'd feel uncomfortable. I'll tell you what, if you have friends that you feel uncomfortable talking about Jesus to that friend, it may not be a friend at all. May not be a friend at all. Hey, parents, tell your children about Jesus. Tell them about Jesus. Adults, as we fellowship together, let's not be afraid to bring up Jesus. I'm good with all the conversations. And you like trucks? Let's talk about trucks. You like fishing? We can talk about fishing. You like hunting? Let's talk about hunting. You like to sow? Let's talk about sowing. You like to eat, which we all do? Let's talk about food. I'm good with that. But I would say this to everybody here. Lovest thou me more than these? I like to talk about salvation. I enjoy when we come back in here on a Sunday night saying, there were 22 people saved at our church this week. There were 8 people saved at our church this week. 5 people saved at our church this week. You know who did the saving? Jesus. Jesus. Let's never lose track of who Jesus is. I don't know what had happened, but I know this. Jesus said to Peter, lovest thou me? And he asked him 3 times. And it bothered Peter. Peter felt like Jesus was, you know, challenging him. But I love what Jesus said. Lovest thou me more than these? Evidently, Jesus could look and he's seen some things that Peter was very passionate about. And I don't know that any of those things were bad. Look, there are a lot of things that you and I might love, and they're not bad things. I hope you don't misunderstand, but you know, men, We're to love our wives. We're to love our children. We're to love our country. We're to love Jesus most. And I'm not trying to steal anything from those relationships. And I will promise you this. If you'll love Jesus first, you'll love those other things better. You certainly will. Picture yourself standing before Jesus and Him asking you this question. Lovest thou me more than you fill in the blank? What is it that He would wonder if you loved it more than you loved Him? Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here tonight and you've never been saved, we welcome you to the Savior. Jesus loves you. He would save you tonight. He would take you to heaven. If you're not saved, you come during this invitation time and we'll take a Bible and show you how to be saved. Is there anyone under the sound of my voice, young people in the back? You pay attention. We're having an invitation. You stop talking and you stop playing. Lovest thou me more than these? Is there anybody here tonight that would say, Pastor, I'm not saved. Pray for me. I don't know that I'm going to heaven. Would you raise your hand and say, pray for me. Don't know I'm going to heaven. All right. Hey, Christians, lovest thou me more than these? You search your heart. I have my head bowed. I have my eyes closed. Who here tonight would say, Pastor, there are a few things I need to be very careful with, because I contend to put those things before Jesus. And I'll let this sermon be a warning to me, because I do want to keep my eyes on Jesus. Who here tonight would raise your hand? I'm not looking, but you could raise your hand to the sky and say, Jesus, I'm going to be careful of those things. You know what they are, but I'm going to be careful of them. Would you raise your hand and let God see it? If you have your hand up, you may put it down. This is what we're going to do. In a second, I'll ask the pianist to begin to play, and we'll all stand. As she begins to play, if you need a moment at the altar, there might be somebody in here. You just need to come to this altar and bow your head for a moment and pray and say, Jesus, I love you. I love you. I don't want to love anything more than you. I want you at the top of my love list. If you need this altar, you'll be welcome to it. I'll ask the pianist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed, our eyes closed. Do you need a moment at the altar? Hey, teenager, lovest thou me more than these? Hey, longtime Christian, lovest thou me more than these? Hey, are you successful? Lovest thou me more than these? Huh? Hey, what's going on in your life? What are you putting before Him? And I've not preached against all those things that we could put before Him, but I'm just telling you, with Peter was surrounded by some things that were very important to him. Jesus just asked the question, lovest thou me more than these? Oh, let's let it be that, oh, how I love Jesus. And when we say we love Him, let's mean that we love Him. When we say that we love Him, let's make sure that we're serious about it. And loving Him is just not a bunch of words. It's action. It's obedience to the Scripture. If you need the altar, you come. You take a moment. Tell Him you love Him. Make sure you keep Him first place in your life. Psalm 57:5, be thou exalted. Acts chapter 5, he said, Him hath God exalted with His right hand to be Prince and a Savior. Who is that? That's Jesus. Remain standing there, if you will. Just remain standing. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in mine ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Everybody, let's sing it together. Here we go. You ready? There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in mine ear, the sweetest name on earth. Sing it now. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. loved me,